Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Tonight's the night that we just give God the glory. And I want to say tonight, hallelujah. Listen to the words.
Thank you.
Thank you. You see, when I was young. I gazed on my head and I told him, Lord, will you lead the way? And though my road has been rough, and even though my going been not as tough, but still, I need you on the way. I'm going to stay.
Of your song, I made the joy.
Yeah, that's when they bless me. That's when they bless me. Hey, hey. Thank you. praise the living God from whom all blessings flow. Tonight's the night that I just say hallelujah, and to God be the glory. Hold on while I cut it out. Hold on. Amen. Praise the living God. Can you hear me now?
Amen.
Praise the living God. Ain't nobody but God. Sometimes I get so caught up in what I'm doing. I want to thank God for y'all being tonight. I know tonight's the night that, hallelujah, oh, Jesus. Who's going to speak to us tonight?
Sister Diana,
I see you on the line, so go for
it. And her family.
And her family, that's a blessing. I love that, too.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, indeed.
Amen.
Well, first I would like to pray and invite the Holy Spirit in. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you are Lord alone, and there is no other God besides you. Holy Spirit, I ask that you come and sit among us. Be our witness, our guide, our teacher, our advocate, our strong tower. Be our strength. Speak to us and speak through us, for the Spirit of the living God will have to say this night. Lord God, as we open up in prayer, we open up to your will and to your purpose. We ask, Lord, for the opportunity to be empowered to speak a word of truth and life to those who are on the line tonight. And, Lord, we just thank you for being worthy vessels of your grace and your mercy. And we thank you, Lord God, for doing a new thing in our life this night and for all our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you cover this conversation and the words that we speak and our ears and those who have an ear to hear tonight with the blood of Jesus. Let the word that go forth, Lord God, not only be written in our hearts, but let it be lived in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the glory for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, tonight is going to be an open forum, and I heard to open it up tonight because this is a new year.
Uh-huh.
With new opportunities. And I'm trying, forgive me, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
No,
new opportunities,
right.
and a new way of looking at things, and a new way of a new perspective of what God is doing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Every year we go through the same thing. Every year at the end of the year, we can't wait for the new year to come because it's something about something, having something new or doing a new thing. So every new year that comes in our life is the opportunity for newness to flourish in our life. And we start off every year basically the same, you know. We have new resolutions about what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. We set new goals for our lives. We talk about how we're going to overcome challenges and how we're not going to do what we did last year in the new year. And then when the new year gets started, we all gun ho. We're going to exercise. We're going on a diet. We're going to eat right. We're going to do the right things. We're going to go to church more. We're going to be more of a witness for other people. And all those things are good and they're admirable. But by the time January 31st comes, half those things we don't even walk in anymore because there's always something that comes in that challenges us and stops us from moving in the things that God calls us to do. What I'm so joyful about is that the Word of God said in Lamentations that His compassions are new every day. So that tells me that every day is a new opportunity. Every day is a time to change or overcome or to start something new or put away something old. Every day, every day. The Word tells us that in Lamentations. In Hebrews 12, it says that there's a great cloud of witness that's pushing us on every day, not just in every new year, but every day is an opportunity. Every moment that we breathe is an opportunity to do something new, to push away the past, to overcome anything that we're going through. You know, we just need to trust the process. Not I'm saying that resolutions are not good to do or new goals it's not good to have, because I'm one of those at the end of 1 year, I always set aside time to seek God's wisdom for the new year. You know, so, and yes, I do try to follow it. In some areas I do fall short, in other areas I do overcome. So tonight I just wanted to open up the floor and ask my family and anyone else who want to offer a word of encouragement to those who's listening tonight for this new year, because there is nothing impossible with God. You know, whatever you're dealing with from last year, that's the past. This past moment that I just spoke is the past. And the moment that is yet to come is not even here yet, but if we live fully in the present, then everything that we believe God for, we can have. You know, there are a lot of things that cause us to walk in fear and not in faith. And sometimes it's not so much a fear as it is procrastination and complacency. And we're just happy where we're at, and nothing wrong with that. But if you're expecting something from God and you're expecting more from God, you know, the word of God says to seek his face. To seek him with all your heart. And what I'm encouraged by is that in 1 Samuel 30, when David sought the Lord against the Amalekites that came against and took his family, he sought the Lord. He pursued God. And he asked God what to do, and God said to go forth because you will recover all. Well, how we know we're going to recover all, or that we're going to recover anything, if we don't seek his face? Not just at the end of a year and the beginning of a new year, but every day. Every day when we lay down and go to bed and go to sleep, we go over our day and we ask, well, oh, Lord, what you want us to do for tomorrow? How you want me to handle this situation tomorrow when it comes? Today when it's here, you know. However the Lord presented to you, if we don't seek his face. You know, you don't have a problem you being saved. That's all you want, you know. If you contend with just being saved, but if you believe in God for something, and I think it's important for us to know that we need to seek his face, seek his authority, seek his wisdom, seek his word on it. You know, Jeremiah 29:11 says that the thoughts I have for you and the plans I have for you are good. They're not evil. But how are we going to know those plans if we don't seek them? So in this year, in this new day that we're in, I want to encourage everybody, doesn't matter how small it is, your dream is or your vision is or whatever it is that you want God to do for you in this new year, I want to encourage you to seek his help and to trust Amen. Him in the process of whatever it is that you're going through.
Amen. Amen.
So right now, I want to open the line to anybody who has a word. They want to share with somebody to encourage their spirit and to lift up their soul in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Praise God.
Well, Amen.
Amen. Go ahead.
Amen. How's it going? I'm going to come to you from 2 Timothy 4, to chapter 4. Start at verse 2 on down to 4. And it says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsufferings and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away from their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. My! What a time is this? This is a time where everybody wants the word to revolve around them instead of them revolving around the word. They're starting to put their different doctrines in for the word to suit them. You know, it's time now that the people to get the truth, what the Bible is actually saying. But how can we preach the truth if we don't even know it, if we're not listening to the voice of God? So, and you know, I understand a lot of preachers and which I get it too with the signs and the miracles and the wonders, but that's not the only way to hear God's voice. And Elijah, I mean, in 1 Kings 19, no, you know where I'm going. Chapter 19, I'm gonna start around verse 9, and it says Elijah was running from Jezebel, and he said he had just heard Jezebel wanted to kill him, and he said he came thither unto a cave and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said unto him, what dost thou hear, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord of hosts, for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altar, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. He was running scared. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mounts and break in pieces the rock before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And afterwards, the wind and earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire, a still small voice. My God. Sometimes God wants to speak to us in that still small voice in our quiet time with him. That is the most powerful time that God speaks to us. You know, the miracle signs and wonders are great because he said that in his miracle signs and wonders will be present to all believers. But sometimes you just got to hear him in that still small voice. You got to go deeper into him. He asking us to go deeper into him. You know, sometimes we ain't going to see nothing. We just got to have faith that and know that he is taking care of us. He is doing what he's supposed to be doing. You know, he is going to take care of us. So that's something that I have in my heart to present to you. We have to listen to that still small voice, and that's nothing but God. So.
Amen.
I have for you guys. I love you all. Just get
Amen.
To know Jesus a whole lot deeper. Go on a deeper level. Don't just surface him. Just go deeper. Go deeper in him. It's deeper depths and higher heights in him. I love you all. Have a blessed day. Amen.
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 Thank you, Pastor. Amen.
Amen.
Is there anyone else?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Is there someone else who'd like to share?
Well, I got at least two or three people on the line. They got a word they want to say.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Go ahead.
You could have went, Sister Latrice. That was okay. I can hold my peace.
No, you could speak too.
I just want to thank y'all for that great this great word that the different light on it of how we all can be attacked by fear. You know, even though God has worked in us, and I'm just enjoying the encouragement, because that's what the church really needs, encouragement. It is so profound in this, and even more in the last days, we're going to need much more encouragement. Like Pastor Murphy just said, we should be running to it instead. We're running from it because it's just the word. You know, the word, it convicts us, it changes us, it makes us know who we really are, but we fail to totally comprehend all the time who he is in us. It's not so much who we are, but who he is in us. And that is the most important thing I can ever say, or God, that we could ever comprehend. And that he has nothing but good thoughts for us. Like he quoted Jeremiah 9:11. You know, I have for you and plans for you, and they are good and not evil. Just like most of us parents have for our children. I remember one time one of my children said, she implied that I didn't have. I said, I don't have nothing but good plans for you, nothing but the greatest desires for you. And if just to think, if I'm such a little menial human being and I have that for my child, I can't even fathom what God has for us. For us. That is just that he has plans. And I know, I mean, we run scared with the guilt. I run scared with the guilt. I haven't lived up to the standard that God has set aside for me. And I know the word too much to not do it. But like Sister Diane said in the beginning, fear. And one thing I've learned positive in these last 50 years is you can't have fear and faith. But we try. That has been not negotiated, not negated. The fact that we actually try to have fear and faith. So I want to encourage anyone out there who thinks that they are the only ones who have wrestled with that. We all wrestle with that. We all are confronted with that. And there's no exceptions, no matter how long you've been saved or how short you've been saved. There's no exception. So I thank you, Sister Diane, and I thank you, Brother Murphy, and I love y'all all. God bless. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Anyone else have a word of encouragement?
Amen. This is Sister Latrice again. I was actually about to share a scripture, so it's definitely in tune with what you guys are discussing on tonight, which is the scripture that God gave us earlier this morning in the meeting that we had at church, which is Isaiah 41:10, which says, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you, and I will help you, and I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." And I just want to encourage everybody that, you know, when God gives you something, trust him, because he already said that he is with us. Don't be afraid. And like Reverend Love just said, you know, have faith instead of fear. Fear paralyzes you, and it keeps you from moving forward in the things that God has called you for to move forward in. But if you just step out on faith and trust God for the outcome, as she said, Jeremiah 29:11, for he knows the plans he has for you, not nobody else, you. So seek his face, as Pastor Murphy mentioned, get in your quiet place, seek his face, listen for his voice, listen for him to tell you in the words, get your confirmation, and then step out on faith to whatever it is he placed in you. Stir up those gifts. Because there's so many of us sitting dormant in our gifts, and our gifts are just buried deep because we have allowed fear or people or just different situations in life to keep us from moving forward. And I believe this is the hour that God is calling his church for, it to move by faith and trust him and let him lead us by his spirit. And the only way we know that we're moving in his will and his purpose is if we're seeking his face day and night. That we are humbling ourselves and we are seeking his face and turning from anything that we know willingly that is not pleasing to him, and just humbling and praying and asking him to heal us and to guide us on the path that he has ordained for us. In order for us to go forward in the things that God has called us to go forward in, we have to seek his face. We have to trust him, and we have to walk by faith, whether you walk alone or whether you walk with a group. Walk by faith, because God said he would never leave us nor forsake us. He said in his word he will uphold us with his victorious right hand. Right. So the victory is already ours because he is with us. He will strengthen us. Don't worry, don't fret, don't worry about what naysayers say. Address those issues that need to be addressed in your life so you can move forward. Listen to the voice of God, the voice of His Spirit leading and guiding you. And if you're righteous and trusting Him, He will not leave you. Even if you're in sin, He still won't leave. He's just waiting for you to come back. Hallelujah. I bless everyone, God. Talk to you guys later.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else that wants to speak a word of kindness?
I just want to thank for the pastor coming on, and God bless him, and thank you, Sister Latrice, and thank you for I keep saying her name wrong, A Royal Prince of Love. Hope I said it right. Now, you one thing, I just want to encourage y'all, because we hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to us in the book of Revelation. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a scroll written inside on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy? Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loosen the seal thereof?" So I stop right there and say, when we take, as the pastor said, about get in your quiet place and you can see what God is saying. And the more we take the word of God, say, the more we can take 1 Corinthians 3:11-15. Nor the foundation. Fear is the foundation of foolishness. Fear is the foundation of, fear is the full foundation. But we got faith comes in, faith moves it back. Can no man lay that is laid? See, what Jesus Christ came on the scene and did for us, my God, an awesome thing. It is revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every word and every sort of it. I know the Holy Spirit is going to try. Because as she said on this first day, I don't make a petition to go fast and pray for the first year. Got a certain thing. That's not in my repertoire. My repertoire is to believe what they said in the Bible of Psalms 121. I will lift my eyes up to the hill, where come my help. My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and earth. And that's where I take the full lace of. And also I just give you what I read in the book of Isaiah 119. If I am willing, willing hunter, I shall eat the what? The land, the goodness of the land. As long as I obey, I'm going to have food in my body. And I can remember what God has said. He told Joshua, he said, take this word and eat it daily. And like the pastor said, we need to take this and eat it daily, moment by moment by moment. The times we're now living in, we got to start taking more of what God is saying through us. Not about us, because he's already paid the price for us. But we need to enter into a passage where we can say, Lord, here I am. Fire won't hurt you when you got God on your side. Precious metal can't bother it. Stones. But fire will get rid of wood and hay and stomach. And that's why we as believers, thank you, sister, for having this program tonight on the radio station. My time is up. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that word. Thank you for that word, Apostle Willie. I want to encourage everybody with Isaiah 43:18. It says that, do not earnestly remember the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Not it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? Do you not know it? And will you not give heed to it? It will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And I wanted to share that scripture because it goes along with another scripture in Ephesians. But basically, every day that we wake up, it's a new day. God is doing a new thing. And he's asking us, when we wake up every day, not just every new year or every so many months, but every day, God is doing a new thing. Yesterday is gone and tomorrow is not here yet. So every day that we wake up, we should wake up saying, thank you, Lord, for another day, for another chance, another opportunity. Because one of the greatest things about God is that he don't give us just a second chance to do things over. He gives us a chance every day that we wake up to start over, to do something new, to trust him again, to believe him again, to know that he's on our side, to be obedient to the things he calls us to. Every day, every day. At the end of every day, we should be asking God to forgive us for the sins for that day. And every morning that we wake up, saying like Pastor Murphy said, you know, spending time with him and seeking for the newness of the day, for that day that we're in, and living that day to the fullest according to his will. You know, we sometimes, it's our human nature, basically, that wants to do grandiose things for the Lord. When God is only asking us for that moment, that one moment that you go and just speak a word of kindness to somebody, or you tell someone that you love them with the love of the Lord, or that you just press your way and say and stand by somebody who needs to be held up, lifted up, you know, whether it be in prayer, whether it be just being there with them to comfort them, their soul, you know, every day is an opportunity for those things to be done. We don't have to wait till a new year to come to do it. We don't have to wait till a tragic or something great to come in our life to do those things. Those things we could do every day. And every day, God, at the end of every day, God would be telling us, good and faithful servant. And letting us know how pleased he is for the little things that we do to please him. God didn't ask us to be a good steward just over money. He has to be a good steward over the things that he has entrusted to us for that day. We never know when we, a kind word or just smiling to someone will save someone's life. I was speaking on the phone to a young lady the other day. She was scheduling a minor procedure for me, and she was very rude and abrupt. She wasn't intending to be rude. She's always on the phone. And she was always she's always talking to people on the phone. But when you get a habit of always talking to people on the phone, you don't get a chance to see that person's face because you're on the phone with them all the time. You talk on the phone all the time. So you don't get to see, we don't always get an opportunity to see a person's face when you're talking to them on the phone. You don't know what that person is going through on the other side of that line. You don't know what they're experiencing at the moment that you are calling. You know, and if we don't have enough compassion to understand that person could be threatened by somebody that's in their home or maybe going through depression or maybe that person is thinking about suicide and they pick up that line, they pick up the phone call, and your rudeness or abruptness would probably cause them to do damage to them without you even knowing that's what they're doing. But that's an opportunity to allow the Holy Spirit to move in you at that time. Because we don't know what's on the other side of anything but God. You know, so I want to encourage you this year when you think about before the end of the year, as we think about what we want God to do for us this year, what our expectations are from God, what we would like to see happen, that we ask God for those little things every day. Every day that you wake up, ask him for a soul. Ask him for a soul. Ask him to give you the courage and the boldness to say hello to someone that you don't even know. Put a smile on your face. You'd be surprised what you get in return. God is doing a new thing. He's not worried about what happened yesterday. I'm not saying he's not concerned. He's going to deal with you with that. What I am saying to you is that don't let yesterday stop you from moving into today, into the present time. God will take care of you. He will provide for you in ways you can't even begin to imagine. But we'll wake up in the morning and say, Lord, thank you for this day. What will you have me to do today? Who will you have me to speak a word to? Who needs to hear a word about you? Who needs to be invited, introduced to Jesus today? You should be surprised at what he gives you across your path. even if it's just a phone call. When you smile on that phone, that person on the side feels that smile. They hear it in your voice. And that day can make a difference because you may be the only person that you speak to, that they speak to in that day. God is doing a new thing. He's doing, can you perceive it? Can you receive it? It's like waters in the desert. That's who we are meant to be. We are meant to water somebody's desert with a kind word, with a smile. But whatever God give us to make a difference in somebody's day.
Amen.
I want to encourage you that this year, in this new year, January is almost up. We're halfway through. Instead of us asking God for all those grandiose things that we want to accomplish for us, let us ask him, what is it he wants us to accomplish for the kingdom? Amen?
Amen.
And in Ephesians, I'm going to close with this in Ephesians. I was sharing this earlier with someone. I'm going to tell you a real quick story. And it's one that God dropped in my heart. So, and I know there's a lot of stories out there about the violin and things like that, but there's an old man who was auctioning off his violin, and he went to the auctioneer, and it was a beautiful violin. And so when he got ready to auction it off, he asked if anybody wanted the violin for a dollar. You know how the auctioneer do. I'm not real good about the auctioneer thing, but he said, and what he bid it for $1, and nobody wanted to purchase it. So he had a professional opera man come up and play in the orchestra to play the violin. It was beautiful music that he played in that from that violin, and everybody appreciated and clapped and everything. And when he offered up again another bid for $10, nobody still would purchase it. And out of a crowd with this old man came up to the front, to the stage, took out the violin, and played such beautiful music. It was heavenly. He knew every piece of that violin, every part. He knew just how to draw that string when he did the, I forgot what that stick he called it. You know, he knew how to make it scream and screech and everything, almost to the point that the people was crying. And the music was so beautiful that came out of him. They came out of the violin. And he put the violin back and went back and sat down. And so the auctioneer again, instead of offering $10, he asked who would buy it for $1,000. And the bid went high, and it was finally purchased. The young man, the professional musician that played it the first time, went up to the auctioneer and said, "I don't understand. My music was just as beautiful. What happened?" He said it was the master, the man who created the violin. It was in his hand. He knew how to play it for it to be sold. You know, so I'm encouraged this tonight because of the simple fact God is the same way. That old man added value to that violin because he knew how to play it. He knew what would take it to go to the high notes and the low notes and the deep notes. So much so that it was so heavenly to listen to him playing that violin. The same thing with God. Each of us are valued in him. No one, not one of us are this value. It doesn't matter how low we are to the earth or how high we are to the mountain. It doesn't matter if we're in the deepest part of the sea or at the tallest mountain, even in the moon, where the astronauts are in the moon area and stuff. Doesn't matter where we are, we're still valuable to God because we are his masterpiece. He created us in his image. And Ephesians 2:10 said, "For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we may walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live." I like this because it says he recreated us in Christ. We were born anew in Christ. That tells me all day long that he finds us very valuable, very, very valuable, because Christ died for us. He loved us that much. So he loved us enough to recreate us in Christ, and we are his masterpiece. Then we should know how much we are loved by him. It's not performance. It's relationship. So I want to encourage y'all, everybody that's on the line today, how much you are truly, truly loved by God and by me and everyone else that's on the line, but to know that your value means something. You are not alone. And God loves you very much.
Amen. Amen. Wow. All right, then. Praise the living God. Praise the living God. Anybody else got a word out there? I know somebody else got another word. A word of the Lord. Amen. 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 Well, one thing I will say tonight to the believers, to all of us, that the time we're now living in, we have to keep our eyes set to the east, because that's God. That's where the appearing of the Lord Jesus, our God, is coming from. We need to start praying for Israel, associate ourselves with Israel, and believe that Israel is God's chosen people. And we are part of Israel. And as Paul wrote to the church, and he said, God has appointed, he has set us in heavenly places. By setting us in heavenly places, we talk down from heaven to earth. We got some, as it was said in the book of Hebrews, as it said by one of the sisters, that she was teaching the word of God. There was a crowd up there. There's a crowd. We can't see it, but they said, come on. You're on the radio station now. Come on. You can make it in. Don't get upset. Come on. You can make it. And when I take notice that an old man said to me once, he said, it's not how many rocks you got, but do you have a rock? In other words, do you have Jesus Christ in our lives? And it stirs me to know that God is calling his people in this last hour now than ever. Because there are a lot of people who say they love God, but still a bunch of liars. And the Bible tells us. But do we put them down? No, we pray for them. And on the front we live in, we see things happening. So it behooves all the believers to start praying more now than ever. Because we got it going on in America where fear has taken grip to some people. I know some people in the last 6 months can't even get a job, got a great education, went in and did what they had to do, have the faith, but somehow, someway, and I tell them, hold on. Just hold on. See, God has taken us all through some metamorphosis. We're going through some stages of development so that we can be who we say we're going to be, because some folks are going to leave this earth realm without knowing Jesus Christ and not fooling them. Because when he reveals himself, and he said, fear, he said peace. He spoke peace to them. On the resurrection, there's peace. And we look into the Bible and we see in the Bible, we see the words in John chapter 1. And we read down a little further. And the word became flesh. I always said in my thinking, and the word became flesh. It became a fingerprint. It became a nail. It became hand joints. It became an eyeball. It became an ear. It became an earlobe. It became an eardrum. The whole part of man and the word, hallelujah, became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And the Bible tells you and I that He took the same what we have on. He took on the same that he might become the Son of God for this purpose. He come to give his life. He come to give his life. It was God incarnated through Jesus Christ. The more we look into the Word of God, we just say, God is now, God is my love, God can. Jesus is the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. And I love Jesus with the love passion. The passion I have, but whatever it is, God, you want me to do, I'll do it. And I will say this to everyone tonight on the radio station. If anybody does not have a word, I'm just going to go back on and say this thing. So anybody got a see, I know what I know, and you know. In the state of, I'm going to say this, Lord, I love you. Thank you. In the state of Texas, we got 5.1 plus million people living in America. You see the highways being cluttered all around 290, 16, I-10, 59, 288, north and south, east and west. What's going on here? Why is there such an influx in the Houston, Texas? They say it's jobs here, or it's the faith that's here. And this is where we, the believers, come in. We come in praying and believing that God is standing on his word. And I want to tell you something, beloved. Until you have been challenged by the dark side, you better know Jesus Christ. You got to know him for yourself. No matter what nobody else tell you, you got to know him for yourself. I speak to you as the Apostle Paul said. Paul said these words. He said, all that I have I counted as nothing. I counted as dung. And you know what dung is in the word? I have nothing, but I have the love of God. Because everything, I'm giving everything away. I don't care what nobody say about me, what they say to me. I'm going to pray for them and tell them I still love you. And that's how the way you're going to fight that fight of faith. Some people not going to love you in your own family. I got some folks in my own family don't love me, but I still love them. Got a brother just come out of prison and gave him, God has given a word name to my, what he want to do. I said, you can't do that, man. Now, I have nothing to hide, but I tell him I love you, brother. When you go come see me, I said, well, I already seen you. I'm sending you the word. It comes a time in our lives, beloved, for God the Father is saying to this an hour, why are we getting so much rain in Houston? Why are we getting cold days and hot days? Something's going on in the universe? Yes, it is. Why we got the sister made mention of it? Why we got those astronauts out there? Today they said they're still believing that they're going to go to where? Another planet and live. No, you're not. No. It's good that Lord. I got to be. Hello?
Amen.
Oh, okay. They ain't going to go out there. They want to go out there. Well, I mean, being out there in the earth realm, they can't, they're going to find a way one day. See, but the devil is always, he's doing things so that some people can see. See, the devil has a hand. Our government is going crazy. Now, the Bible tells you and I to pray for those who are in power in the earth realm. We got to pray for them. There are some Republicans I don't like and some Democrats I don't like. But I got to pray for them, that we might lead a quiet and peaceful life. See, Republican Democrats can be, they can be like two rats. They can be scratching and clawing, and you never know because it's constantly digging a hole for you to fall in. But I say it with love and kindness, though, because right now we see America as a place that God wants to use. We got some people who are black and white, rich and poor, who don't want to say what the Bible says. They have the Confederate attitude about everything. But we need to have the confidence. And this is what the Bible tells you. And this is the confidence that I have in him. This is the confide, the confidence. I confide. This is what I believe, the confidence I have in him. The confidence I, when I got, when God brought me to the point of healing of my body of the cancer, he said, but much work is yet to be done. I said, okay, Lord, whatever you want to do, I'll do it. I have nothing to hide. Nothing to hide. I done had a church that have passed over 500, still going to get another one. I done been on, you name the scene, but that doesn't bother me. What bothers me is reaching to those on this radio station, those who are coming up with the word, like Patrice and like Donna and like A-Love. I'm going to say A-Love. Come on, like the pastor. Hallelujah. Coming on with the word. We encourage each other. And the more we encourage each other, we will bless each other in the hour that we pray from someone and believe that what God is going to do through us. And you know one thing I've come to find out? The more you love God, the more he allows you to love him. My God Almighty. The more you say, Jesus, I love you so. He said, Father, good God Almighty. He says, they love us. And the Father speaks to the Son, say, we love him too. What does he need down there? What do they need? And that's how the angels get on assignment for us. Hallelujah. The angels on assignment for us. They are workers for us. The ministering spirit, they work for us. Hallelujah. And one of the things I will say to the beloved tonight, keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your heart on Jesus. No matter what nobody say. And I always say, Paul said these words. He said to the church at Colossians, he says these words. He said that God might encourage you, give you a better understanding, give you better wisdom, give you better knowledge. Because the world knowledge is dot. D-O-T. It only has one meaning, a D-O-T or dot. See, the Father has allowed us. And as we come to the place where we got to get to, it's up to us. And I have so much to say, but I can't say it all in 1 hour. So I have to just take my time. Anybody else got something to say before we go off? Amen.
I wanted to share that God has just given me share with anyone that may have fell into sin or did something and allowing their past to hold them from moving forward. It's Isaiah 44:21, which says, pay attention, O Israel, for you are my servant. I, the Lord, made you, and I will not forget to help you. I have swept away your sins like the morning mist. I have scattered your offenses like the cloud. Oh, return to me, for I have paid the price you free. So I just wanted to share that with everyone and those who may be dealing with, you know, they passed, like the minister Diane said, all things are new. God has forgiven your offenses. You know, move forward in him. Bless y'all.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Well, I just say this much. And the more we get to know each other, the better we are, the better we love, the better we know what God is going to do. Because I'm seeing some greater things already happening in the body of Christ right now. Some reports that I'm getting. It's, you know, and in the last day we're living in, it's going to be up to us who stand firm. Who stand firm. I love y'all. I thank God for y'all. Does anybody else have a word before we get out the radio tonight? Hello?
I'd like to close in prayer.
Ma'am? I'd
like to close in prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, for the words of encouragement, the words of kindness, the words to strengthen, Lord God, the words of restoration, Lord God, that went forth tonight to encourage someone, to let them know that their life can be changed and can be made new. I thank you, Lord God, for forgiving those who are in need of forgiveness tonight. I thank you, Lord God, that those in need of salvation tonight, they have come to Jesus. And, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that change has come tonight, that you have not only given them a second chance, but a third, fourth, fifth, however many chance they need, that you are ever doing new things in our lives, Lord God. For all those, Lord God, who need salvation, Father, I just thank you, Lord, according to Romans 9 and 10, that they believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. They believe that he came to die for them and rose from the dead for their sins. They believe, Lord God, that they receive, Lord God, him in their heart and by confession of their mouth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they denounce all the works of the enemy that is in their life, Lord God, and their life is changed this night to newness, Lord God, the newness of life, the newness of breath, the newness of living, Lord God, and they will never be the same. And, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for even those that's in the Lord, Lord God, that have dedicated their life to you, that newness of lives have come and bridged forth through them and on them tonight, that your word is not just written on their heart as a word, but as rhema and come alive on their hearts tonight. And tomorrow and the next moment, I'm not going to say tomorrow, but the next moment, Lord God, there'll be a witness of something that you're doing in their life and through their life, Lord God. I thank you for the bonus for each of us to step forward in faith and not in fear, Lord God, to do the things that you have called us to do. It doesn't have to be a great, grandiose thing, Lord God. Just one step forward, Lord God, will make a difference, not only in our lives, but the lives that you cause us to touch. Thank you, Lord God, that we are worth the vessels of your grace, trophies of your mercy, making a difference in this world for the kingdom of God. They may be expanded, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. As warriors in your hands, Lord God, arrows in your sheath, I thank you, Lord God, that you are pulling us forward to do your work and to do your will. Thank you, Father, for the word that went forth tonight and the difference that it made in each of us' hearts. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you so very much that you have displayed the love of Christ in our hearts this night. In the mighty name of Jesus, I give you praise. Amen and amen.
And amen. 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 I love you. I love you. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Until the next time, God bless you.